2024 is an election year, and as per usual, the issues of crime and criminal justice are front and center in many election campaigns and much of the media coverage. Now, some public defenders are pushing back against what they call misleading crime narratives that they say are pushing public policy.
And we believe that no one should face the might of the government or a courtroom without a strong advocate by their side.
April Frazier-Camara is president and CEO of the National Legal Aid and Defender Association, a co-sponsor of Tuesday's briefing.
For far too long, the narrative about justice, community safety, and equity has been one-sided. It's oftentimes dominated by the perspectives of law enforcement and others who do not share our values.
The briefing was held on Gideon Day, a day commemorating the landmark Supreme Court ruling in Gideon versus Wainwright, the landmark Supreme Court case that established a right for criminal defendants to have an appointed lawyer if they cannot afford one. And most criminal defendants cannot afford one. The briefing included public defenders from across the nation, among them San Francisco Chief Public Defender Mano Raju.
The methods we've been using to put people in and out of cages clearly isn't working to make us more safety, and we have to work on more long-term solution to bring more justice to more aspects of our society.
He talked about courtroom work, but also the work the Public Defender's Office does outside the courtroom to foster community safety and resilience and to keep young people out of the criminal justice system.
And my hope is that with more public investment in public defense, public defender offices across the country will have the resources to provide not just fierce holistic defense in the courtroom, but also to launch innovative community programs.
They talked about investing in public defense in terms of funding parity.
California spends $1 billion more, $1 billion, on prosecution as opposed to public defense.
Brendan Woods is chief defender with the Alameda County Public Defender's Office. He says underfunding means defenders cannot investigate cases properly. They have high caseloads and high burnout, and it leads to wrongful convictions because it leads to more people taking plea bargains. He says it would be different if the majority of people who relied on public defenders were wealthy or white.
I want to convince people who are listening to tell their friends, tell the press, tell anyone, if you care about justice, if you care about equality, if you care about systemic racism, if you care about ending mass incarceration, then you absolutely must properly fund public defense.
The advocates also talked about the importance of getting out their message. They noted that public defenders have far fewer public relations staffers than, say, police departments, or sheriff's offices, or prosecutor's offices. And that becomes even more important in an election year where there's pressure to roll back hard-won progress. Robert Jones is lead organizer and director of community outreach for Orleans Public Defenders in Louisiana.
So what happens is when all these fearmongers in this election-focused, a crime-focused election year, that's what ended up happening. We're going to get a lot of wrongful convictions, right? So what we are doing is we are, our office, through community outreach, we are educating our people out of the community, as well as partnering with organizations to try to combat some of these different changes.
The public defenders do have their work cut out for them in the courtroom, in the community, and in the realm of public perception. But the defenders in the briefing seemed committed to their jobs, despite what they call sometimes soul-crushing difficulties. Stan Herman is director of the New York County Defender Services. He says, don't be silent, and also partner with your community.
The most important part of this is partner with your community, because at the end of the day, the one thing that motivates politicians, right, are votes.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.